Well, I'm pleased to invite to the Fremantle Shipping News room in relation to the Sir Optimist International Fremantle Help the Homeless Art Auction, which is forthcoming, Lynn Jones from the Sir Optimists.
Thank you.
And Lynn DeSiero. Now, Lynn, you are a curator of this.
I am. Mm-hmm.
And I understand you're in your, seventh year?
Seventh year of curating the show, yeah.
And when's it on?
17th of June, Saturday the 17th of June at Fremantle Town Hall.
And what time does it start?
Well, you can get there in the afternoon, have a drink, have something to eat, and the auction will start about five-ish.
And what time, or how long does it normally take?
Well, a few hours. It takes a few hours to get through all the works.
Now, Lynn, the Sir Optimists are behind this, mm-hmm. and they have been, obviously, yes. for that mm-hmm. length of time. Some people don't know a lot about mm-hmm. the Sir Optimists. Who, what are the Sir Optimists?
Okay. Well, Sir Optimists is an international organisation for women, and our aim is to improve the lives and status of women around the world. We're a global organisation, and Fremantle Club has been in existence since the 1950s.
Mm-hmm. Now, it turns out, Lynn DeSiero, that you have written a book about the origins, at least in Australia, of the Sir Optimists.
In Western Australia.
In Western Australia. And can you briefly tell us about how they came to be here?
Well, it's an interesting story in the sense that Florence Rutter, a Sir Optimist in England, came to Western Australia in the 1950s, bent on starting a Sir Optimist all over Australia and New Zealand, which she did. But whilst she was here, she discovered the Carolup child artists and was instrumental in having their work seen, in funding them as well and encouraging them, and took their work all around the world. And they, obviously the child artists of Carolup became very famous at the time. The Carolup mission closed just after that. Some say it was due to the attention that they were receiving. Her collection was found in Colgate University in America, and it's discovered by chance, and a few years ago was repatriated to Curtin University, who hold it now.
Well, what a great connection between that initial art activity of mm-hmm. Florence Rutter and what's happening mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. But Lynn Jones, how long have you been a member of Sir Optimist?
I've been a member since 2008.
And how many members are there in the Fremantle chapter?
Probably about 27 at the moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And around the world, what's the size?
Around the world, we have about 90,000 members. We're in 130 countries around the world.
And so how are Sir Optimists organised in that 130 countries?
Well, we have four federations and an international organisation that oversees the four federations, international headquarters, which is in London. And the four federations are the Americas, Great Britain and Ireland, Europe and the Southwest Pacific, to which the Fremantle West Australian clubs belong.
Yes. And who can join the Sir Optimists?
Traditionally, it's been a business and professional women's organisation, but we look for people who have a social conscience, want to help the community, and at the moment it's mostly women, but I do know that in America men are beginning to become members of Sir Optimists.
Well, it sounds a little bit like a Lions or a Rotary that men traditionally mm-hmm. join.
That's right, and I think it was started in the 1920s in response to the fact that women were not allowed to join Rotary. So we're very similar to Rotary in being a service organisation and internationally based.
So where did the idea for this Help the Homeless Art Auction come from?
One of our members had been to a similar art auction, and we had previously, the Fremantle Club had previously held some art exhibitions celebrating women artists. And so we thought it might be a good idea to take this art auction idea, and contacted Lynn DeSiero, who was willing to curate. She had curated the exhibitions that we'd held, and so we've taken it from there.
Now, the proceeds of the auction go to some worthy causes that are based in and around Fremantle, is that right?
Yes.
And what are they?
Well, they're all organisations that help the homeless, and we ask them to provide a project for women, specifically using the proceeds from the art auction. And they are the Fremantle Multicultural Centre, the Street Doctor, Fremantle Street Doctor, which runs clinics especially for women with the proceeds, and the Sister's Place, which is offers a safe house for women to sleep who would normally be sleeping rough on the streets.
And there's been a lot of discussion in Australia in recent years, and certainly since about 2007 that I can immediately recall, about homelessness in Australia, from what the Sir Optimists learn about this.
Mm-hmm.
I take it there's still a real need for assistance.
Definitely, definitely. And a lot of it is not seen. I think we think of homeless as the people sleeping in the street, in the doorways of buildings and so on, but there are so many. We hear stories of women who are actually working but can't afford a home and sleep in their car and then go to work the next day. And it's that side of it, I think, is an invisible problem.
So the proceeds from the auction go to well-defined activities that are going to assist women in particular?
Yes. The street doctor, as I said, runs specific clinics, special clinics for women. They might do particular screening clinics. The Multicultural Centre has some crisis accommodation, and so they have used the funds towards their crisis accommodation for families, women and families, women and children. And they also sometimes have used the funds to help women get themselves into work. They run courses to prepare women for work.
Internationally, the Sir Optimists have status, I think, with the United Nations.
United Nations, yes.
And what's the sort of dialogue that occurs at that level?
Sir Optimists each year are invited to a meeting of ECOSOC at the United Nations in New York. And during that time, there's a lot of debate about women's issues, and Sir Optimists usually participate in this discussion, and there's usually a statement issued that's almost a directive for us to follow that issue, so that's to keep that status at the United Nations. We have to carry out projects and assist women and girls, and we have to report on what we do to the higher levels of our organisation.
So this art auction on the 17th of June, is it the major or one of the major fundraising activities for Sir Optimists Fremantle?
Yes, it is our major fundraiser.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me just come back to Lynn DeCiro again about the auction itself. Looking at last year's catalogue, it's quite fantastic. You see international names there like Picasso and Dali and famous Australians like Charlie Blackman, but there are lots of local artists who are living alive and well. How do you go about curating an art auction like this?
Well, it's easy for me. I've been in the arts for a very long time. But we have collectors that we use every year, and that list is growing, and they often have just far too much art.
You tell them that, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm happy to take something away from them. So, they tend to be serial collectors, so they often have way too much, and so I'm happy to go in there and just sort through it and take what I like. And so apart from that, we have... there's a lot of contemporary artists, obviously, involved in the exhibition, and it's all by invitation, so people who come can be assured that the standard is quite high. It's not just anybody putting in work, it's by invitation only.
In the investing world, you hear of mums and dads investors, which is meant to connote, I think, that there's investment opportunities for people who aren't dedicated investors with lots and lots of money. Is there a range of possibilities here for people interested
Definitely. And you do find some people who are just moving into that kind of area where they're starting to become a bit more knowledgeable about art and do want to invest. And so those are the sorts of people who will pick over the catalogue for the best deals.
And what about the range of art? Do you start out thinking that I want some very contemporary art, I want to go to classical modern art, I want some early West Australian art or Aboriginal art? Do you have categories in mind?
Well, look, I just try to bring a range of works from low cost to thousands of dollars, but also across sculpture, all sorts of different genres and styles. So there's something for everybody then.
How many pieces do you expect to have exhibited this year?
80 odd.
That's about the average.
Yeah.
And that fits into the Fremantle Town Hall quite nicely.
Yes, we have an exhibition at the back of the hall. So it's all on display the day before between 3 to 5 p.m. on Friday the 16th, and then in the afternoon before the auction as well. So people can come in and have a look at the actual works in the flesh before the auction starts.
Now, is it one of these sort of exhibitions or auctions where there's some talk given by you or somebody else about what people are going to see?
Well, not really, no. We actually try and keep that to a bit of a minimum because people really just want to get on with the auction. So what we'll have this year, I think the mayor, Brad Pettit, will welcome people, and Simone McGurk will say something as well. Mm-hmm. The choir, Starlight Hotel Choir, will perform, and they're all members are homeless or at risk of being homeless. And they perform every year. The John Cook is the auctioneer from WA Art Auctions, and everyone just really wants to get on with that. don't want to hear about anything else, really.
Now, in terms of the art that is going to be auctioned, are you able to give our listeners some sort of sneak preview as to any of the big names, perhaps, find there?
There will be a Picasso lithograph, also a Kandinsky lithograph. From collectors, there's some older works such as artists like Hal Missingham, Elizabeth Blair Barber, more contemporary artists, Julie Podolsky, Susie Marwick. Her sardentins, Susie Marwick and her sardentins.
They've become famous.
They have become famous, and everyone just loves them and wants them. And so we keep putting them in, and people keep buying them, for ridiculous amounts of money, which is fantastic. But there is quite a range of people. Mick Green, who works his lecturer at Curtin University, he's a very interesting artist. There is loads for people to see.
Well, you must be excited, Lynn Jones. This is happening once again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do the Sir Optimists have to do themselves?
Oh, well, it's a frantic evening with wine and cheese wine flowing and cheese being handed around, and the Sir Optimists help in the kitchen. They assist with various jobs around moving the artworks. Some of the Sir Optimistas, the husbands of Sir Optimists, are called in on the day before to help hang, not that they hang the works, but they assist with the use of the hand tools, the power tools. And the Sir Optimists will be there on the night serving. We also use volunteers from Seton College. Students from Seton College come out and help us because it is rather a busy night. And then we have, of course, we need people on the computer and the FPOS machine and credit card machine, so we're busy.
You have to have your card or your money at the ready on that.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Pay on the day.
Now, before we finish, if people want to join Sir Optimist Fremantle, women or men, from what you've said, how can they go about finding out more and making contact?
Yes, our website is Sir Optimist International Fremantle is easy to find on the website, and the Facebook. We have Sir Optimus International Fremantle on Facebook.
And I take it you'd welcome new members.
We do. We always welcome new members, and we're in the process of inducting a new member at the moment. She will be joining us, I think, in the next week or two.
And I take it that most of your present members are, given the name is Sir Optimus International Fremantle, generally from around the Fremantle area.
Generally they are, but I think we have people living in Netherlands and some in Claremont and northern Glendalough or somewhere in that direction, and then out to Bicton. And
you cover areas where there isn't a local Sir Optimus group. Yes. Well, look, thank you very much for telling us about this.
You're welcome.
To both of you, it's been great. And
Thank you.
We'll look forward, all of us, to being at the art auction and wish you every success. And what three great causes you donate the proceeds to. Well, congratulations to both of you for this. And thank you very much for talking to Fremantle Shipping News.
Thank you for your time, Dan.